show on www.coach6.com, sponsored by www.yachtzine.com and www.superasbestos.com.
All right. Well, it's me and Phil. I guess me is Jay. I'm back, guest appearing once again.
Yes. I think now you've actually hosted more shows than Phil Leach has.
It's kind of amazing being his name's up there.
Yeah,
up on our big banner.
But, you know, that's the way it goes.
I guess so. You always can't make it to every Tuesday.
So, anyway, tonight... Okay. If you hear any fancy noise in the background, that's a band called Solaris. They're a local... Hey, cut it out. They're a band from Fargo and Moorhead.
The FM area.
And they... I've never heard them before, so I'm going to be amazed when I hear them, I'm assuming.
This will be the first time for me, too. It'll be pretty amazing. So, I hear they're pretty good. Formerly Black Eyed Susan, they
members
were.
Of Black Eyed Susan, yeah. Which made quite a splash in the local scene back in the mid-90s, I suppose.
About 93. 92, 93, 94, I think they were around. And I was just pretty much graduated from high school at that time.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see.
Not old enough to get into any bars except for Ralph's.
I've noticed already that, like Black Eyed Susan, Solaris has an accordion getting set up here.
You know, I think I should have been a little bit more sober when I went to other shows. I don't really remember the accordion from before at all. those were the days back when I was young and I could still drink. Like a rock star. Now it hurts every morning I get up.
Really?
Up, oh.
It hurts every morning I get up anyway, even if I haven't been drinking.
My bones creak. So I guess that kind of goes to the territory of being so tall, though. Everything breaks and twists and bends the wrong way. And
I wonder if they're starting it.
I don't know.
I can.
I think they're doing checks through channels right now.
Okay.
Checking all the channels.
Channel.
Channel 11. Channel 4.
Channel 15 is.
KVRR. Straight out of the Moose Lodge.
So, Jay, do you have any more outlandish stories like you had last time?
No, that's kind of a once and only deal, I hope.
No more prison stories?
No more prison stories, no more boyfriends or pimps. Oh, what a time that was, as I reflect. Actually, it was my birthday last week.
Well, happy birthday.
Thanks. It was pretty fun, because I went out for my power hour. Do you know what the power hour is? So kind of like at 12 o'clock, when you turn, you go up for that hour of drinking.
Uh-huh.
Well, it turned out to be a power 6.5 hours, which is pretty great. So I got to Ralph's around a little bit after midnight. I closed down the store I was working at and got out there and ended up sitting, drinking, helped him out, cleaned up to about 3, and then for some stupid reason, I'm like, let's go to the lakes and drink tonight, 4 in the morning. So we went out to the lakes and just boozing the whole way down, get down there and fall right into the lake. 5 minutes there, boom. Tip right over. It's just no good. Well, I guess this is Solaris, and they can warm us up with their first song, so we'll talk to you guys in a bit.
Solaris on Off-Broadway.
Maybe that was just a check.
Jesus Christ.
Guess we screwed up again.
We're used to that.
We're used to having our little guys out there like telling us what to do with little papers, cards written up for us, what we should say.
Sounds like the Pixies are playing now.
Yeah, it kind of does. I got a new joke.
What's that?
Three-legged dog walks in the bar and goes, I'm looking for the man who shot my paw. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Comedy.
Yeah, hey, I like to keep them good and clean. We might have some older folks, grandparents listening tonight.
hey, Gramps.
I'm not going to tell any dirty jokes.
So, let's see. What else is there that's going on lately? Tonight there's also a show at Ralph's Corner.
Across the river.
With Fireballs of Freedom, Goddamn Gentlemen, and the Everyday Sinners and Mothmas.
Yep. Pretty much the Fleming family and the former boys of Fargo, the Fireballs.
Mm-hmm. And that's going on at Ralph's.
That should be a pretty packed show, but I don't think it's going to get as packed as we are here tonight, because you can hear the crowd out there. And
oh, yeah. There's a lot.
Out there in the bar. Notice we are set way back. Way
it's
back
kind of
in the
like,
back of the bar where people really don't see us.
It's almost like when I saw AC/DC back in 1991, I believe.
what tour was that? Was that the Razor's Edge tour?
The Razor's Edge.
Oh, man.
Good old Razor's Edge. That was the tour that like some kid got killed on.
Oh, where?
I can't remember, but there was a place where like the crowd rushed the stage and a kid got pushed up against the barricades and suffocated to death.
From behind the barricade.
Yep. Super suckers know what they're talking about.
Oh, yeah, they do.
But,
you
know.
You need a barricade
at a show. You watch out at the AC/DC concerts. You know, they got a new album out. And
they do?
If you go to the concert, you'll pay with your life. Yeah, what's it called again? Stick to your guns or some shit like that?
No, probably.
Or stand up straight or some. Stand up straight or stick to your guns or.
Or same four chords or all of our other albums,
yeah.
Pretty much.
But they're AC/DC. They're allowed to do that.
Yeah, they are. And then we're little boys, English school costumes on stage.
They have us all thunderstruck.
Yeah, they. Oh, man. Those guys are getting so old.
4 or 5 minutes.
Ooh,
till Solaris time.
All right, great.
You know, I don't think either of us have a watch on, Roger, so basically what you said means nothing to us.
And we don't care either.
The broken finger will signify.
Can you give us a Todd Holdman countdown? In 5, 4, 3. I want to see all the actions of it, the hole and the and go. That's what we need. Thank you. A little
Roger
respect to Todd Holdman.
Roger relishing the countdown.
Have you heard or seen Truck at all lately?
Truck? No, I haven't.
I heard him at Ralph's Bar the other day.
He was here?
No, Thrift Store Diaries.
Oh. No, I haven't seen him. I think he's tearing up the Twin Cities.
Probably owns that town by now.
Yeah. His newest column on Yachtzine at www.yachtzine.com mentions my band, Lay Dirty Frenchman.
Oh, yeah? Lay Dirty Frenchman. I've seen you guys a couple times, and I really enjoyed it.
Really?
It's been a good show.
The last time we played at the Eagles here in town.
Uh-huh.
And we were all, like, so drunk we could barely see.
Isn't that what the Lay Dirty Frenchman I wrote?
Well, kind of, yeah. But this time was worse than usual. Like, there was tons of stuff broken.
Oof.
There was,
Is that when you had all the dirty punkers that were in town? Was that the last show?
No,
no,
I don't
think
so.
It was just last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just last week.
Oh, okay.
I drank whiskey out of my shoe.
Nice.
This shoe right here that I'm wearing on my left foot.
Oh.
I drank a shot of Jack Daniels out of it.
How'd that taste?
Well, it tasted like Jack Daniels. I don't think you could, like, no matter what you drink Jack Daniels out of, I think it'll taste like Jack Daniels.
Right, that does make sense.
But... Yeah, it still grossed me out. Like, even right now when I think about it, I'm like, I drank out of that goddamn shoe. I was wearing these shoes when I tried riding my bike to work on the day of the flood. And these shoes were underneath flood water when I was doing that. So
did you go get
it's
some
even more gross.
That?
Yeah. I'm hoping
whiskey.
I don't have
Actually,
hepatitis
think,
or something.
I think the whiskey probably killed all the disease
in
the
shoe.
Sure.
If there was anything I was going to drink out of my shoe... Whiskey would probably be the thing that I drank.
Everclear.
Everclear would be all right.
You know, every time I get a gunshot wound, I always pour a little Everclear on there to clean it out.
Yeah. Did you learn that in prison?
Yeah, I did learn that in jail, actually. Learned a lot of things. In fact, you go to jail for 2 weeks, you become quite the little boy scout for the criminal world, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you go to get your, you know, gunshots taken care of on the outside?
Hey, I'm going to have to learn that.
Yeah. Well, all you got to do is break a few laws and tell the cops, I'm guilty. Take me away. I'm guilty. But I don't know. I guess it's a little bit longer, more complicated procedure than that, honestly. But it was quite the experience, and I'd just like to thank my friends back in cell block D for all the help with that through the day.
Are they listening tonight?
they're all locking on the on the.
Do they have a computer at the jail?
Well, they actually, yeah, they do. They get to go downstairs, the little group area, and play ping pong or go online for 10 minutes a day.
Do you think that a lot of porn has checked out in those 10 minutes?
I think I actually got that one, that those family blogging things
for
kids.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
God.
So there's no porn available.
No.
But what they do get is the Discovery Channel on there and watch all the like animals having sex, like rhinos and stuff like that. And it's quite disturbing when you see these guys, big 320-pound guy, come back going, "Yeah, I'm ready for you now. I just watched the rhinos do it." It's pretty sick.
Man, that is nasty.
Mm. Farmlove.com. Check it out.
But
we should be coming up on 2 to 3 minutes left. 1 minute.
1 minute.
1 minute and counting. Gone in 60 seconds. We are gone in 60 seconds.
Have you seen that movie?
No.
I haven't seen a movie since I went to see Ready to Rumble in the theaters. That was the last. Is that good? Chicken Run good?
I've seen Chicken Run.
I haven't seen it. Like I said, Ready to Rumble was the last movie I saw.
Did you know that Gone in 60 Seconds was actually a movie made in like back in 1974?
Mm-hmm.
I might have the years wrong, but I know it was a long
time ago. Yeah, it was back way back when. Anyway.
When people were cooler than Nicolas Cage.
I bet
Cage
you that,
and
that
Andrew
version
Lee.
Of the movie is cooler, too.
Oh, I bet.
Really? Okay. Well, I've heard that this movie sucks, but from some people, and I've also heard that it's really good from some people. So I don't know what to think.
You also got to see who you're talking to. Maybe it's like you say, people who love like Lethal Weapon 4 or Rocky 4. You know.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Solaris is sauntering up to the stage.
And maybe we can fill you in a little bit later about the Gone 60 Seconds theme that we have going
definitely.
On tonight. When I leave tonight, I'm driving fast in someone else's car out of here. So.
All right.
Should go pretty good.
Okay. Well, Solaris is going to do their thing. So, bye-bye, everybody on the internet.